Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience today. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. I thank the God of Israel for me being here today with you and giving me another opportunity to be in your presence. It's a lot going on, people. It's a lot going on up in this earth. A lot of stuff is going on with us and with everybody. But I'm here, people. I'm here. I'm here to pick it up where we left off. I'm here to pick it up where we left off with our law class Saturday. God of Israel law, the law of the land, 613 laws, the kingdom of law. Audio number 30. We are almost there, people. You notice I got law three times in this title. God of Israel law, the law of the land, and the kingdom of law. So we want to talk about the kingdom of law today. Okay, and we're going to pick it up where we left off at. Prophetic power of truth. Divine platform. And I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Israel and the Hebrew nation. We're going to pick it up at law number 561. But before we do that, I would like to give me a minute. It's amazing to me. It is absolutely amazing to me, people, that you have people in the world. You have all kind of people in the world, all kind of races, all kind of nationalities, and all kind of colors of people on this earth or in this earth. But it's amazing to me. It is absolutely amazing to me how one of the greatest or the greatest, let me rephrase that, the greatest kingdom on earth, the Hebrew kingdom. And I'm going to get you what Hebrew mean in English. I mean, and Hebrew, the greatest kingdom on earth. I'm the greatest. There's no kingdom in this world like the Hebrew kingdom. What happened to that kingdom? What happened to those people? What happened to their God? We need to talk about this today. We need to discuss this today. Today, this is a show of reflection. We're going to reflect today on the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew God, and the Hebrew people. And we're going to pick up the 613 laws where we left off at Saturday. The Hebrew kingdom, don't nobody care who it is. You can ask a Christian who they is. They don't care. All they care about is Jesus. That's all a Christian care about. Their mind ain't on nothing else but Jesus. loving Jesus, serving Jesus, obeying Jesus, following Jesus. It's not about the Father at all. It's all about their Jesus. Such a brainwashed, brain dead, totally out of reality people, the Christian church. And you can't tell me nothing about them because I used to be a Christian. And I used to be a Christian pastor. So I know all about what they follow, what they think, what they feel, what they do, and what they want. Today, I am talking about the greatest kingdom on earth. And the people of that kingdom. And the God of that kingdom. No, his name is not Jesus. He's not the God of the Hebrew kingdom. He's not the Savior of the Hebrew kingdom. His name is not Jesus at all. That's the God of the Christian church. That's the God of a religion called Christianity. That's who that is. It ain't got nothing to do with the Hebrew kingdom at all. So I want to reflect today. Why? Because I am a Hebrew woman from the tribe of Judah. I want to reflect on this kingdom today. I want to reflect on these people today, my brothers and sisters of the Hebrew kingdom. And I want to reflect on our God, the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. I am in English. And the Hebrew, Ahayah. And his son name is Yeshayah, my Savior. In the Hebrew, I want to reflect on this great God and this great kingdom that has been overlooked by the world on purpose now, on purpose. I said overlooked by the world. You only got Jew and Gentiles up in this earth. There's no other nationality and there's no other race of people. You either a Jew or a Hebrew or a Gentile. Jew and Hebrew is the same thing. They both English words, but represent the Hebrew kingdom. You either a Jew or a Gentile. You can't be anybody else. So you got all these Gentiles. Let me say it loud and clear, people, because I feel what I am saying today. And I say it with a lot of really like remorse for a kingdom, for a race, and a nationality of people that have been hid up in this earth. It's time for the truth, the real truth, to be revealed in this earth. I'm not talking about no religion. I'm not talking about no doctrine of man. I'm not talking about something some man gave me and showed me. I'm not talking about none of that, people. I am literally talking about the Hebrew kingdom. What is the Hebrew kingdom? Who is the Hebrew kingdom? Who is their God? These people, this kingdom has wiped off the face of the earth through history. They have the greatest history in earth. Let me repeat it again. The Hebrew kingdom or the Hebrew nation or the Hebrew people have the greatest earth. And don't nobody want to talk about that. And don't nobody want to understand that. And don't nobody want to deal with that. But guess what, people? If you don't want to deal with that, then you don't want to deal with the God that put you in this earth. The one that broke breath in your body is the same God of the Hebrew kingdom. He's the God of the Hebrews. That's who he is, the God of the Hebrews. So I'm going to pick it up right here. Hebrew kingdom is the name given to the United Israelite Kingdom of Israel and Judah during the reign of Saul, David, and Solomon. The first king of the Hebrew kingdom was Saul. Then